Okay. I made this space a bit ago and I don't know what happened. I can't really see my phone, so I probably pushed the wrong thing and it only recorded for like 2 seconds. So I just started a new one. I was going to have a good half hour to let people come in and oh well, it is what it is. So I'll let people come in now. Sad day. I learned about this last night, Korea time, Australia time. It took till morning to verify it, you know, how the internet is. Can't believe things like that, but anyway, I guess there's enough people in here. I'm just going to start explaining things. First off, I'm incensed and angry at all the people who just are flippantly saying she was murdered or suicided without any evidence of that. Please think before you write stuff. If you want to say that with a question mark, go ahead, but don't act like, haha, suicided, just like Epstein. She has family. Think about the implications of that. If you say she was murdered, all the other victims are in a panic. They think they could be next. I've been talking to these women all day, trying to calm them down. Because, you know, half of Twitter is just convinced that they killed Virginia. It was a suicide. And I'll tell you how I know in a second. But all you need to know is you don't know what it was. So don't act like you do and quit saying she was killed. You are scaring the bejesus out of the other women. Full on panic. They think they're going to get Clintoned. And they don't deserve that. They've been through enough. First thing I'm going to address is her kidney problems. Because before she died, a bunch of people were accusing her of being a liar. Because she had a car accident with a bus and she was saying she had days to live. And people were like, oh, but the accident wasn't that bad. You're a liar. You're a liar. And, you know, Maxwell's little posse jumped all over that to try and discredit her. To be like, see, she lied about this. She must be lying about Andrew. She must be lying about everything. She didn't lie about anything. Her kidney issue had nothing to do with the accident other than, because she was in an accident and they checked her at the hospital, they discovered how bad her kidneys were. She already had an underlying issue with her kidneys, not from the physical crash, but discovered because of the crash. They told her, you have days to live if this isn't addressed. And that's what she was writing about. Dazed and confused from the hospital. She just wanted to see her babies, her kids, 3 children. There's a post going around. I've seen it everywhere, clipped conveniently without the date from her Instagram saying, I'll never kill myself, from 6 years ago. Great. Well, as recently as 3 weeks ago, she was saying, I'm ready to go. She was totally devastated. 6 years ago, she had not lost a 22-year-long marriage or 3 children. She'd been serial raped from the time she was 13 to 19, pretty much, 17. That leaves some psychological wounds, and she had built up a community with her Instagram, and she had built a new family, and that was her comfort zone, and that was taken away too. Her last post, 2 in a row, she put one, somebody that I used to know, it's a breakup song, and then a black screen, and the title was a broken heart emoji. Meaning death. The reason her kidneys were in the condition they were in is because she had been self-medicating. And I'll let it come out when it comes out, but you can put two and two together to what happened. But she did tragically, sadly, commit suicide. And that sucks. And she didn't deserve that. And she didn't deserve that pain. She didn't deserve to get raped over and over. But it is important to be accurate about this when you have other women out there who are afraid they're going to, are afraid to get out, leave their house. They're afraid they're going to get poisoned or get hit by a bus or they're going to be killed somehow. Let me make this simple for the simpletons. There is absolutely no reason for them to murder her and draw attention again to the Epstein case that they just got the attention off of after the whole Pam Bondi Epstein files debacle. No one had talked about that case for years. They mentioned the files. Boom, it's all in the news. Then you have JFK and maybe a war with Iran, and they tried the pyramids and this teenager that got stabbed at a track meeting. Anything, Katy Perry going to space, anything to get you to shut up about Epstein. The last thing they would do is murder the most prominent Epstein victim and get everybody's eyeballs back on the case. She was going through it. Trust me. And that's her personal business. I feel like I have to say a little bit, though, because you're frightening all these other girls. Just remember what she did. She went out at 41. It's tragic. She had a pretty shit life. Raped over and over again. She did make 3 children. Lost them. Lost them on her son's birthday. But she took them down. She took down Burnell. She took down Epstein. She took down Maxwell. The top 3 lieutenants in that ring. Sarah Kellen got away, but she got the other 3. All jailed. 2 dead. 1 20 years in jail. Sued Prince Andrew $16 million. The Queen probably had to pay. And she got closure for hundreds of other women. Not alone, but she was the main flagship that took them down. She did great damage to that pedophile ring. And they did a lot of damage to her. And she carried those scars. You can't just walk away from something like that and be normal. And she was hurt. And she was hurt by some other things that were going on in her life. And there was nobody there for her. They thought, oh, you got millions of dollars from these lawsuits, you're fine. That doesn't matter. That's not going to fix anything inside. But please stop flippantly saying, like it's a meme, she didn't kill herself, Epstein didn't kill herself, neither Virginia. Stop it. She did. And it's horrible. But that's what she chose to do. She was in a lot of pain. Her body was barely making it anyway. A little bit too much self-medication. All right. I don't even want to argue with anybody. Like, you're wrong. I'm right. I know this shit. I knew her situation. It's sad. It's tragic. But you have to admit what it is. You're scaring all the other victims. Her family knows. And when they want to say what she did, they can. It's not for me to say. But she took her own life. 100%. I hate it, but I know, look, honor her, what she did. Don't lie about her life. Don't lie about her death. Don't lie about her car accident thing. That was the last, like, tabloid bullshit she had to deal with on top of the other things she was going through. I'm sure Glenn Maxwell is having a little jail party right now. She got to outlive her. But Burnell didn't, and Epstein didn't. And they were the ones that were... Burnell was drugging and raping girls, and everybody knows what Epstein did. And Melissa's out, folks. Quit asking or waiting for the government to tell on itself. We have the client list. We have, well, we have at least 55 names of it. I don't know what you're waiting for. You're waiting for, like, you don't accept it unless the authority tells you. Okay. Well, nothing will come of it. Israel's murdering babies every day without consequence. If that doesn't move the needle, like murdering children in front of the world, often on video, then rape isn't going to either. And they do that too. They rape prisoners. They're evil. An Epstein ring, that's an Israeli ring. That's what that was. And if you think they're going to tell on them for that, when there's no consequence or punishment for just leveling Gaza and killing hundreds of thousands of people, I don't know what you're smoking. The world is run by criminals. Almost all of them are pedophiles. That's what you're up against. They're demonic. And that you need to, the sooner you realize that, the better. They're evil. You can't vote in the better one. What, like, I don't want a Fed post, but it's going to take losing a war to change things. There is no political solution in the United States. They're just, AIPAC owns everybody. They let a monster come in and get standing ovations to Congress twice. And that's why you're at war. And that's what all this is for. This blackmail, this compromise is dragging the U.S. into one war after another for Israel. So you know your enemy. These people, these Epsteins and Maxwells, very replaceable. They can get another pimp, for lack of a better word. They have no shortage of rapists. They've already been replaced. You saw the same thing with Mike Jeffries and Robert Mueller and Peter Nygaard, and they're all pedophiles. Got away with it up into their 80s. They got another ring right now in Massachusetts, the new Epstein. And there's nowhere to go with the information. Tucker gonna act like he cares. Well, then why hasn't he talked to me? Can't play stupid. They know. They don't care. They don't. It's a tragic and sad day. But two Israelis got red triangled today, so something good happened. Well, rest in peace, Virginia. Virginia Roberts. Virginia Giffrey. She took them down. She took on a team of lawyers when she had nothing, and she won. If you can make Satan bleed, people will cease to believe in him. And she hit him right in the nose. So don't forget her courage and her sacrifice. Most people could never survive that long after something like that. I don't think it was cowardly or anything that she took her own life. I think it was predictable. She was suffering physically and emotionally. And that one, you know, one more thing going, what she was going through was too much. All right. Well, I've got on the good side of things, Ron Paul report up on Substack, and all we can do is keep moving forward. We will not let them get away with it. There are plenty of clients that are left to take down. We know who they are. We know what they did. And we can do it together. Peace.